Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, September 22nd, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by A-Logic. Leading off today, we have new details on the early sales breakdown of the iPhone 14 lineup. According to analyst Ming-Chi Kuo, the iPhone 14 Pro Max continues to be the most popular iPhone so far, followed by the iPhone 14 Pro, then the iPhone 14, then the iPhone 14 Plus. This is basically more corroboration of what we've been hearing since iPhone 14 pre-orders opened earlier this month. Kuo says that the iPhone 14 Pro Max currently accounts for between 30 and 35% of total iPhone 14 shipments. Building on this, Apple is continuing to adjust its production line of the iPhone 14 to account for these changes in demand. Once Apple fully adjusts its production line, Kuo says that iPhone 14 Pro models will account for between 60 and 65% of total iPhone 14 shipments through the rest of the year. This is an increase from the 55 to 60% estimate that Wall Street had initially expected. But as the iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max continue to outsell the standard iPhone 14 models, Kuo does think that iPhone product mix is improving, so iPhone 14 and iPhone 14 Plus demand isn't quite as low as earlier reports had suggested. And of course, Apple likely isn't very upset at all about the iPhone 14 Pro models selling better than the iPhone 14, since they cost more and they help drive up its ever-important average selling price for the iPhone. In other news today, iOS 16.1 contains a number of user-facing changes, but 95 Mac has also discovered some changes to the code that show Apple is developing a new way to take AirPlay 2 speaker grouping to the next level. Currently, the AirPlay 2 protocol allows users to group multiple HomePods or other supported speakers together for multi-room audio. We don't have a complete idea of how the expansion of this feature will work, but currently you can group two or more HomePods or supported AirPlay 2 speakers by choosing them in the AirPlay menu on your device. But this group of speakers is temporary, which means that you'll eventually have to reselect all of the speakers again if you want to play something using that same multi-room setup. So in iOS 16.1, the code indicates that users will soon be able to create a permanent speaker group using the Home app on their device, so you only have to create that speaker group once, which is sort of how things currently work if you create a stereo pair of multiple HomePods. But multi-room audio for AirPlay 2 is different than stereo pairs. Additionally, this multi-room group of speakers will also apparently be able to be used as a permanent speaker group for the Apple TV. Currently, you can choose one AirPlay speaker as your permanent Apple TV, or one stereo pair as your permanent Apple TV output. These are much-needed changes to the AirPlay 2 protocol, which really hasn't seen many updates over the last year, especially with tvOS 16 taking a backseat to Apple's other new software updates. As of right now, it's unclear if this new AirPlay 2 multi-room grouping feature will launch with 16.1 or if Apple will save it for later. But again, the code underneath the hood in iOS 16.1 shows it's something that Apple is developing. We are sponsored this week by A-Logic and the company's new Clarity 4K UHD display monitor. This display monitor has a beautiful premium design with the front of the display covered in glass, making images look so much more vivid. The panel is surrounded by thin and clean bezels, free of any distracting details, while the back of the monitor has a stylish silver finish. The 4K panel is exactly what you'd need to pair perfectly with your Mac or iPad, with bright colors and deeper blacks, thanks to its IPS technology and the glossy finish. The A-Logic Clarity 4K UHD is not just an external monitor, and it also functions as a USB hub so that users can connect other peripherals directly to it. The A-Logic Clarity 4K UHD display monitor is now available from the company's official online store, and you can check it out and get an A-Logic Iris webcam for free at the link in the show notes below. Rounding out today, we have our final review embargo of the week with AirPods Pro 2. Ahead of AirPods Pro 2 arriving to customers tomorrow, these reviews provide our first in-depth look at what AirPods Pro 2 offer over the previous generation, including improved audio quality, new volume controls, and the all-new charging case. Most all of their reviews agreed that AirPods Pro 2 offer improved sound quality than the previous generation. For instance, CNET said that you can definitely hear improvements to not only noise canceling, but also sound, with more clarity, more bass, and better definition, resulting in what they described as a more all-around depth and dynamic sound profile. The adaptive transparency feature has also been praised in most of these reviews. While other companies like Bose offer similar features, Apple's implementation of adaptive transparency is said to be more natural and to react quicker to those external noises. Transparency mode, for those unfamiliar, is Apple's feature that lets in sound from around you, basically doing the opposite of active noise cancellation, so you don't feel as closed off from the rest of the world. And adaptive transparency takes that feature to the next level by automatically listening to your surroundings, then lowering the volume intelligently when something loud happens around you, such as a siren or heavy construction. Other details showcased in these early AirPods Pro 2 reviews include the new volume control option, which allows you to swipe up or down on the stems of AirPods Pro 2 to raise or lower the volume of whatever you're listening to. This feature seems to work just as you'd expect it to, and it helps that it coexists alongside physical controls for things like play and pause. And actually, one of the most widely praised new features is the new AirPods Pro 2 charging case, which integrates the U1 Ultra Wideband chip for improved integration with Find My. We've got our full AirPods Pro 2 roundup at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.